covering daisies, none of her pertinent information. I wish I could tell these women that the secret to nanny advertising isn't the decoration. It's the punctuation. It's all in the exclamation mark. While my ad is a minimalist 3x5 card without so much as a smiley face on it, I liberally sprinkle my advertisement with exclamations, ending each of my desirable traits with the promise of a beaming smile and an unflagging positive attitude. Nanny at the ready. Chapin School alumna, available weekdays part-time. Excellent references. Child development major at NYU. The only thing I don't have is an umbrella that makes me fly. As I walk down Park Avenue, the August sun is still low enough in the sky that the stroller parade is in full throttle. I pass many hot little people looking resignedly uncomfortable in their sticky seats. I chuckle to myself at the child who waves away the offer of a juice box with the flick of a hand and the toss of the head that says, "I couldn't possibly be bothered with juice right now." Waiting at a red light, I look up at the large glass windows that are the eyes of Park Avenue. From a population density point of view, this is the Midwest of Manhattan. Towering above me are rooms, rooms, and rooms, and rooms. And they are empty. There are powder rooms and dressing rooms and piano rooms and guest rooms, and somewhere above me, but I won't say where, a rabbit named Arthur.